This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing. But some experts say the CDC's new guidance for vaccinated Americans is too cautious.
Former Baltimore Health Chief Leanna Wen notes the guidance says nothing about going to restaurants or other places. Ex-CDC disease detective Ali Khan says the agency should have eased its recommendation against unnecessary travel. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the guidance is a first step toward restoring normalcy. The next steps depend on the nation's progress.
Larger swath of the population vaccinated, we're actively on our way to doing that, as well as to hopefully see further cases decline in the country.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The massive coronavirus relief plan making its way to President Biden's desk could be approved by Congress today. It's awaiting final approval in the House. The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death is moving ahead with jury selection as the state tries to add a charge against him, third-degree murder. George Floyd's sister, Bridget, was in the courtroom yesterday and afterwards told reporters that Derek Chauvin took a good man away from his family.
A great brother, a great uncle, and a great father. He really took a great father. He was so family-oriented. He loved his family.
Derek Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, murder and manslaughter. A new report says the world economy is bouncing back from the pandemic crisis faster than expected, thanks in part to coronavirus vaccines and U.S. stimulus efforts. But the improvements are uneven, and joblessness remains a big concern. The report is from an international economic group. This is AP News. John Kerry's in Brussels for climate change talks with European officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry has travelled to Brussels to discuss transatlantic cooperation in the wake of President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the global effort to curb climate change. Like EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Biden has said that fighting global warming is among his highest priorities. Kerry will meet with EU Commission Vice President in charge of climate action, Frans Timmermans, and discuss preparations for the next UN climate summit in Glasgow in November. He will also talk with von der Leyen and join a weekly Commission meeting on transatlantic climate action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow was up 306 points yesterday. The S&P fell 20. The Nasdaq lost 310 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.